This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 267 for Monday, February 14th. ICE canola futures are weaker on this frigid Valentine's Day morning as the Chicago soy complex has lost that loving feeling. The March canola contract drops $8.70 at $1,004.80 per ton. The May contract falls $10.30 at $9.90.30 per ton. A cold shoulder is also coming from European rapeseed, but there's a little bit of support from the open arms of Malaysian palm oil. Crude oil prices are beginning to turn around after being to the downside earlier this morning. Temperatures across the prairies are forecast to vacillate between below normal to around normal this week. Three Alberta clippers are expected to bring more snow to the region, which is still struggling with drought. The Canadian dollar is lower on Monday morning. The loonie is at 78.53 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.73. Commodities are being tossed around by different takes on the Russia-Ukraine border crisis. The Biden administration in the United States continues to ramp up tensions with its assertion that Russia will invade Ukraine at any moment. But Ukraine's foreign minister says his country is prepared to make some concessions to Russia as to preserve the peace. That's said to include Ukraine foregoing its plea to join NATO. Another private consultancy is cutting its call on soybean production in Brazil. Safra and Mercado slice off 5 million tons to bring their projection down to 127 million tons. Meanwhile, Safra and Mercado is keeping its forecast on Brazil's corn production at 115.7 million tons. In Paraguay, the soybean crop is expected to be cut in half to 5 million tons. There's talk of Paraguay importing soybeans from Argentina in order to meet demand. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday morning. The March contract slides 21 cents at $15.62 per bushel. March soy oil loses more than half a cent at 65.17 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal gives up $7.90 at $4.48.70 per short ton. Corn futures are lower this morning. The March contract is down a nickel at $6.46 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract up 2 cents at $7.52. The U.S. wheat complex is lower, as Chicago March loses 9 cents at $7.88.5. Kansas City March decreases 6 cents at $8.18.5. And Minneapolis March is down 4 cents at $9.58. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday morning, February 14th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.